Hey there, true believers. My name is Joshua, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm not sure when this will air, but this is Christmas time when I'm recording this, so Merry Christmas, everyone. Normally, when I'm preparing a Nerd Devo, I always like to relate this back to a nerdy topic of some kind, and usually Star Wars. But I'm going to be talking about dreams here a little bit, and the only thing I could think of is all the dreams Anakin had about his mom and Padme dying. So I'm just not going to worry about any of that, and we're just going to pretend that I didn't even mention it. So many of us are all very familiar with the Christmas story. The story of how Jesus came as a baby to save the world. How Mary was a virgin when she had Jesus. How the angels came to the shepherds in the field at night. And how the wise men came to bring gifts to Jesus. But guys, there is so much more to this story. And unless you're actually reading it for yourself instead of a movie or a children's book, we can often miss a lot of these amazing things that surround this story. Like how God spoke to Joseph through dreams instead of sending an angel like he did with Mary. Joseph had to wake up from a dream and act out in faith that it was true, and that it wasn't just some crazy dream he had from bad pizza the other night. What an incredible faith. God later spoke to Joseph a few more times in dreams as well, warning him where to go and where not to go. And every single time, Joseph had to trust that the dreams were God. What an amazing faith. And also, there's that story of the star that is moving through the sky. A star is moving. Like the wise men are looking up in space and they see a star moving through the sky. Stars don't do this. This is not normal behavior for stars. And especially, stars don't move and then stop over a house that they're actually able to triangulate. Like, can you think about this for a second? If a star was actually fixed in one place in the sky, it would actually be fixing itself to the rotation of the Earth. It would be traveling millions of kilometers per hour to be able to fix itself like this. This is absolutely mind-boggling if you really think about the Christmas star and this phenomenon. The wise men would have been blown away by a star's behavior of this. Like, this is just crazy to really think about this. But that is not the story that we're going to be focusing on for this demo. The one story that I would like to talk about is maybe one that you might not even be very familiar with. Right after Jesus was born. So about 40 days after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple. Now they brought him to the temple to make a sacrifice and dedicate Jesus before the Lord as their firstborn. Well, there was an elderly man in this temple named Simeon. Let me read you guys a passage about this man, because this is truly an amazing story. In Luke chapter 2, verse 26 to 27. For the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the anointed one of God. Keeping his promise, the Holy Spirit led Simeon to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered to fulfill their requirement of the sacrifice. How amazing is that? The Holy Spirit led Simeon to be at the temple at the exact moment that Jesus was there. God fulfilled his promise to him that Simeon wouldn't die before he saw the Messiah. This is so cool. This is such an amazing story of God fulfilling his promises. God keeps his word. I'm sure many of you guys have a promise or a word from God that you're still waiting on. You're still waiting for God to come through on these promises or dreams that he's given you. Do not lose hope. The Bible says that Simeon was an old man and that he was a good man who loved God and kept himself pure. He stayed connected to God so that when the day came that the Holy Spirit was knocking at his door and leading him to the temple, he'd be able to recognize that leading, that he'd be able to recognize the pull from the Holy Spirit to actually fulfill his promise. If you're waiting on God right now, the best thing you can do is stay close to him. Stay close to the one who fulfills promises. If you stay close to God and read his word so that you know his voice, one day the Holy Spirit may call on you and may lead you to a place where he wants to fulfill that promise. Don't let yourself become hard and separated from him in your waiting. We want to be familiar with the pull of the Spirit when he leads. If we aren't staying close to him, how will we actually know when he's trying to lead us? How will we recognize the Holy Spirit if we're not spending any time with him? God always fulfills his word. This Christmas season, let's remember this. God cares about your dreams. He cares about the things that you're waiting for. He has the perfect time to lead you to them. Stay close to him in the waiting. It is always worth waiting for his perfect time. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I encourage you guys to go ahead and read those first few chapters of Matthew and Luke, the story of Christmas. God may reveal something to you that you've never seen before. And if you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button or join the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joshua for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God has never left you. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.